That ends the list of countries. I now give the floor to the International Development Law Organization.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Distinguished guests and delegates, good afternoon. On behalf of the International Development Law Organization and our Director General, Ms. Jan Beagle, we wish to congratulate Mr. Chu Zongqiu for his re-election as Director General of FAO. All of us in IDLO look forward to continuing our fruitful cooperation with FAO to advance the rule of law, solutions for food security, gender equality, governance on land and natural resources, and climate justice. At this challenging moment, marked by intersecting crises that disproportionately affect the most vulnerable across the globe, the significance of mutual collaboration and solidarity cannot be overstated. Embracing cross-cutting whole of system and whole of society approaches is vital. IDLO's mandate is to promote the rule of law to advance peace and sustainable development. By applying rule of law and justice lens to development challenges, we strive to enhance food security, promote non-discriminatory access to food, embed a gender perspective into food policies, and strengthen the legal basis for the right to food. The correlation between the rule of law and food security is evident on a global scale. Countries facing crisis where the rule of law has broken down tend to have high levels of food insecurity. This is particularly true for conflict-affected and displaced populations. Recent events have underlined the interconnectedness of all 17 Sustainable Development Goals, making it clear that collaborative and multi-stakeholder approaches are required. Violent conflict, the economic shock of COVID-19 pandemic, and the effect of climate change contribute to increasing inequalities and are key drivers of intensifying levels of food insecurity and water scarcity. Rule of law principles can support efforts to improve food systems and water governance, ensuring equal access to natural resources. By implementing bottom-up and top-down approaches, we should work on strengthening sound legal frameworks, building capacities of institutions, and empowering local communities. IDLO's partnership with FAO on legal and regulatory measures for promoting food security for marginalized and vulnerable groups affected by health restrictions during COVID-19 is an example of how we can combine our expertise to address the complex challenges of today. Mr. Chair, in this context, we look forward to maintaining close collaboration with FAO and all our members and partners as we work towards the sustainable transformation of food systems based on the principles of justice, human rights, and the rule of law. Thank you so much.